Hi guys, Lilith here. Welcome back to Figure It Out Podcast. Today, I'm going to take you on the journey with me of launching my own skincare line. If you're already following me on Instagram, you know that I just announced the name of it. Elsentials has been in the works for over 3 years. I want to say about 3.5 years, and I cannot believe it's actually coming into fruition. This took so long that there has been so many emotions involved in this, the highs, the lows, the discouragement, you know, and this is all part of building a brand. Normally, when you launch a product, I mean, I've launched many products, obviously, with my cosmetics line, but this is not just a product. It's 4 products and also launched a new brand. So the building of the story, the building of the image, the building of the ingredients, the packaging, the whole story is what makes it so, so special. I have always wanted to have my own skincare line. As a makeup artist of 15 years, of course, cosmetics was the first thing I jumped into. But also one of the first ingredients was foundation, because the skin and how it looks was so important to me. And then the second product was our primer. The third product was our glow enhancer. So I've been very skin focused, even with my cosmetics line. But the core of it has always been minimalism, to achieve a flawless skin with minimal effective products. And so I've kind of dived into skincare with the same concept. You guys will see as the products are announced throughout the weeks, but it is all about effective skincare with minimal steps that are easy to use and look amazing on all types of skin. So just like my cosmetics line, you should not be worried about the type of skin you have, what age group you're in. I wanted a skincare line that worked for everyone, for my mom, for my husband, for my sisters, for oily skin, for dry skin, problematic skin. I wanted to simplify skincare because, you know, 3 years ago when I was making this, I realized there's so much on the market, but it's so overwhelming. And of course, 3 years later, even more so, but it becomes very, very overwhelming for consumers. I can imagine, even for me as an influencer, I get so many skincare products. And although I could be loving all of them, I realize I'm constantly having to educate my followers on why you should use this product and when you should use this product, and you know, it's just there's the ingredients and what's clean, what's not. It's a lot, and I totally get it. And so for me, it was like, okay, it can't be that complicated. So although I will be adding extensions to my skincare line, the first 4 products are all about your essentials. You need to cleanse your skin, you need to hydrate, you need to moisturize, and you need eye cream. If you can just do these four steps, you're doing amazing already. And of course, if you're a skincare guru, you love skincare, we can always add ingredients and products into your line. But this is for someone who really, where do I start? I have too many products. I don't know skincare. What's the best cleanser? When do I use this? And so I'm kind of answering all those questions with the first launch, with the first release of the product. Like I said, even if you are a skincare guru and you have so many products, these are also still going to stand out from everything you have, because there's so much potential and benefits in every single product. And I can't wait to dive into it later. But I kind of want to just take you on the journey of why it took 3.5 years, because I have been getting this question so many times, and every time someone asks me, like, what is your skincare launching, I'm just, like, it stings me, because it's been driving me crazy. And, you know, you spend a lot of time, you spend a lot of money, you invest, and it's just, you want to release it, but you can't because it's not ready. And the big part of it is because, you know, launching 4 products at the same time is a lot of work. It's not like my cosmetics line where I'm launching the next product and the next product. Normally, 1 product takes at least a year. Make it skincare, we're going to make it a little over a year, because testing makeup is a lot easier. When you test a cosmetic product, you can see instantly the color on your skin, the formula on your skin, the mascara on your lashes. With skincare, yes, I want to feel that immediate gratification when I put skincare on, but I also want to see results. So testing them out, giving it to my mom, giving it to my husband, friends, sisters, you know, just people around me to test it out, because I know what I want and I know what's missing on the market, but I want to make sure that, you know, everyone around me is on the same page. And are they loving it the same way I am? Are they understanding the difference between using Essentials and other skincare products? So it's been a lot of testing, a lot of time for products, building a brand, building an image. Let's start from the beginning. Let's start from the name. Believe it or not, this part was not the hard part, because we used the name of the cosmetics brand, which is Elsie. And when I say we, it's me and my husband. And we wanted a twist on it. And, you know, it was like, okay, these are the essential skincare products. And it just kind of, Essentials made sense right away. And I never thought twice about it. So it is a sister company to my cosmetics brand. So the next thing was really building an image, for the brand. The brand is not so much luxury, but it is prestige, just like my cosmetics brand. The products that I finalized were all made in Italy. The packaging was in Italy. And so really quality ingredients, quality packaging, just everything about it speaks quality. And the image you use to identify that is really, really important, because if you have quality product and your image or your logo doesn't coincide with that, it's not going to complete the story, if that makes sense. I didn't want it to look cheap. It's not a cheap product. The price range, like I said, is a little prestige. So the branding of it just had to all be on the same page. So although I've had amazing graphic designers in the past, I wanted someone who is so good with telling a story, telling my story with just a logo. And so I reached out, I found a company from Mexico actually on social media, and and just looking at their page just spoke luxe. Like every image, every logo, I knew what the brand was about. And that's kind of what I wanted to tie into the packaging. And so I found them, I reached out to them, and we started working from them from the beginning. They were a dream company to work with. The problem was, I never realized that making your products in Italy and then designing your products in Mexico might be a little bit of a problem. Although we live in an era where everything is, FaceTime and emails. Like, we don't really even see each other anymore when we're building products or brands. But I didn't realize that the language barrier, and when I say language barrier, it's cultural barriers too, right? Like there is certain way they behave in Italy, and then there's a certain behavior in Mexico. And for some reason, these two companies did not mesh. And when I say they did not mesh, I mean, it came to a point where they said, we are not communicating with each other anymore. Mexico doesn't want to work with Italy. Italy doesn't want to work with Mexico. It was crazy. I don't think I've had to deal with that like since my kids or elementary, you know, where you're just kind of like, I'm not talking to her and I'm not talking to him. And then I had to be the middle guy, like so-and-so was saying and so-and-so is approving. It was crazy. I understood both completely, but I was just like, this is not happening right now. This is not happening. And, you know, we're a very small team in-house, right? We're about 4 people in-house. Everyone else is sourced out. So we wear a lot of hats. I wear a lot of hats. So when they're sending me a design, it's me. I'm the one that's approving it. So I have to look at every single detail. And when, you know, the problem was that when you create packaging in China, just to give you a little background, China can pretty much do everything. They can do everything. The packaging was made in Italy, and Italy has more limitations and the variety is not as good. But I wanted to streamline my process. I wanted to kind of make it easier, and little did I know. And so, yeah, we had to deal with that. I had to deal with that. And till today, they do not communicate. So they communicate through me, and I cannot believe it. But that was a very, very big setback for me and Essentials. So the lab that I work with in Italy, I knew I wanted to do my skincare with them because they've created a few of the pieces for me for my cosmetics line and continue to do so. They're one of my favorite labs to work with. They are absolutely amazing and a dream to work with. And when I say dream, it's because, you know, I became very, very close with the owner of this company. He's an extremely kind man. And the companies they work with are enormous worldwide companies, cosmetics and skincare companies. And they don't work with smaller companies because smaller companies cannot produce hundreds and thousands of units or millions of units that the larger companies do. And so from the beginning, I've just been so, so grateful and thankful for them because they've chosen to work with me and have been so amazing, so supportive throughout the time. And recently we had dinner. I was like, how did you work with me? How have you worked with me? You know, you don't work with someone's with, you know, the quantities that I work with. And he said, like, Lilith, I believe in you. Seeing what you've done with your cosmetics line, the story, the quality, whatever you've chosen to add in your line. And he's like, I believe in you. I know you're going to make it big. He's like, just don't forget me when you get there. And I was like, from your mouth to God's ears, but thank you. I'm so grateful for you because I feel blessed and lucky to be working with them. They have some of the best chemists in the world. They create some of the best products that you guys have probably used on the market from other companies. I knew I wanted to work with them. So before I chose these four products 3 years ago. Before that, they've shown me many other skincare products. And throughout the past 3 years, because we're going to expand, I've tried a lot of stuff too. But although they're great products, it had to make sense for my story. It had to make sense for my first launch. Then they show me a lot of products and I'm like, it's not for me. I could see how this brand would do something similar and that brand, but you know, even with my cosmetics line, you kind of have to trust yourself and stick true to who you are. And, you know, Essentials has a story and I want to stick true to that. And it's all about, you know, minimalism with your products, getting the maximum benefit. So you use minimal products and get maximum benefit on your skin. And so I don't want to complicate things. Although there's so many things we can use, I don't want to complicate it. And so they've been so, so patient with me. And so what they did is, you know, they gave me a few ingredients to try. And for example, the moisturizer, right away I was like, oh my God, this feels amazing. I can feel it at night. I can feel it in the morning. I can use it day and night. Wow. Like I want this product 100%. Please send me over the ingredient list. And when they sent over the ingredient list, it's not exciting. There's nothing. I can see why they had certain ingredients in there, but I was like, no, I need ingredient A, B, and C. Like these three have to be in there. So then you work back and forth. And once they add ingredients, obviously the formula changes, then you want to make sure you keep the same effect with changing the ingredients. So it's a lot of testing. It's like baking, you know, you add more sugar, add more salt, take away the sugar, add brown sugar instead of white sugar. Like it literally is baking, except they're doing it in the lab. So this has taken a very long time and I drove them crazy because it's the industry has changed a lot in the past few years. You know, we want clean ingredients and that was one of the most important things for me. It's like we live in a new era. We're not using the ingredients that we used to use back then. We want clean, effective skincare. So it was trying to find solutions like, for example, squalene. You can get that from an animal or you could get a synthetic version. A plant version, plant-based version when I say synthetic. So I wanted to make sure that, the right squalene was being used and I had to sit there and analyze every single ingredient. And when I say every single ingredient, I mean the large words that you see on ingredient. I had to research every single one and understand what it does, why it's in there, why we need to have it in there. And alcohol was one of the things. I was like, I don't want alcohol in any of my ingredients. And they were like, you do realize when you have a lot of natural ingredients, you do need a little bit of alcohol in there because your product will go bad. It will mold. You want to have sustainable products and sustain. I was like, oh. So, you know, when you think you know it all, I've been learning across the way. this entire time. So ingredients was a very, very big part of it. And then comes the packaging. You know, you want to make sure that the ingredient looks good in the packaging, but is also stable in your packaging. It's not going to spill out. It's not going to go bad. You know, I'm sure you guys have used foundations or lip glosses where you leave it on your table or on your desk for a while, and then the product separates from the oil. You know, that's the stuff that they test at the lab. It takes 3 months, 6 months, hot temperature, cold temperature, to make sure that your product is stable. So while all that is being done, I'm working on finalizing packaging, which is a very big part of the ingredient. If I love a packaging and we go back and forth and, you know, I finalize it and then it's not stable in the packaging, it's like going back to the drawing board. Now we need a new bottle. That bottle did not work. That, you know, the cap on that was not tight enough. And it's just, it's crazy if I go into detail the amount of times we've had to go back and forth with packaging. So initially, the brand was supposed to be on the skin tones, you know, a variation of skin tones, having that type of shading on the packaging, on the secondary packaging. And so as we are approving the packaging one by one as they come in, the last product gets rejected. It was supposed to be a very warm neutral color. It shows up bright orange. I will show you guys on social media one day. And I don't know what happened. I don't understand why it couldn't be done, but they said we cannot do the brown tones, or we can't go in the warm tones. You have to go in the cool tones. So then once I've already approved all the artwork on the other three products, we had to go back to stage one on the drawing board, test out new colors. And again, you know, you pick a Pantone, you pick a shade, they print it out, it takes weeks, they send it to you, it's too light, it's too dark. We went back on the drawing board, not including the packaging I had originally approved. They couldn't do the cap in a rose gold, which was originally going to be, you know, all the accents were going to be rose gold so that it could complement the LC brand. And one of the packaging, they just could not do rose gold. Again, like I said, there's a lot of limitations with packaging in Italy. And I was like, I can't just have one rose gold cap and the rest white. It just doesn't make sense. So then we had to change it to white. I mean, I feel like I've been a hamster on a wheel with the skincare line for the past few years. And so we finally approved it all. The ingredients were all approved. Everything was good. And the packaging just took forever. Of course, we were also in the middle of COVID. You know, everything's been backed up. You know, when you get out of COVID, now everything is more backed up because now people are pushing production all over the world and they cannot keep up with it. So, you know, it's been challenging to say the least. And, you know, and I start, you know, should we set up a photo shoot? Should we start, you know, shooting the campaign? No, not yet. Wait, we're going back. Like, I don't want to shoot a campaign and then we have a different, you know, branding story a year later. It just didn't make sense. You know, the colors of the packaging changed. Like, there was just so much about it that I wasn't ready to do it. And so we finally shot the campaign a few months ago, and I could not believe I was holding the sample of it. When I actually held the packaging, I had posted it on social media. I'm sure you guys saw. I was in tears because I was like, this is not happening. I cannot believe this is actually real, because at some point it just feels like a story that it's not real. And that's where I'm at now. And I am so relieved to be sharing it with you guys. I have been dying to share it with you. It's been one eventful journey, but I do believe in the divine timing of things, because back when I thought I was going to launch it, it was around the end of like COVID, and there was so much skincare being launched. I was like, oh my God, I am missing the mark. This is taking so long. I am missing the mark. Everyone's launching skincare. And then another year passes and I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? I'm going to drown in all these skincare launches. Like, it's been 2.5 years at that point, and there's skincare being launched left and right. And I do believe in the divine timing of things. I feel like now that I'm about to launch, I'm like, this is the perfect time, because I built confidence seeing what was in the market, seeing how overwhelming it could be. It actually built confidence in me, because I'm like, oh my God, my skincare is not overwhelming. This is the whole point. This is why I created this from the beginning. And this is proof that I am a big believer in what I'm creating, the concept behind it. And so I believe this is the perfect time. I am so grateful for all of you. Thank you so much for your support and your patience. I've received so many messages in the past saying, I'm not buying my skincare, I'm waiting for yours. I'm not buying, just I have the most loyal followers, loyal fans, loyal customers. And I am so, so grateful for you. I can't even tell you, I can't put into words. And I just want to tell you, if you have a dream, just go for it. Just go for it. There's going to be so many challenges, so much time, so many tears, so much sweat, so much discouragement along the way. But, you know, if you believe in your product, if you believe in yourself, don't ever give up on it, because everything happens for a reason. It's to put you back on track. This is the design of the packaging that was supposed to happen. This is how the campaign was supposed to. I'm supposed to launch right now. And so believe in timing of things. Trust yourself. Trust God. And trust your brand, because you are the one who created it. I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.